second yoga nidra then. So again, just welcome to this space. And allow your physical body, allow yourself to be held by the ground underneath you. It is an amazing thing, and something that I talk about a lot, that you are actually spinning through space at thousands of miles an hour, and yet you are so completely held by the earth that you can feel completely still. And that's a miracle, if anything is, I think. Remember, we're setting our intention again to be as still as possible and as present as possible through the whole of the practice tonight. Remembering also that there's nothing you need to do, there's nothing you need to achieve. You won't actually get a gold star if you stay awake till the end. And for this yoga nidra, we're going to start with a tiny bit of very, very gentle movement. What I want you to do as I name each part of the body in turn for this one is have a gentle squeeze and release of your muscles. So we just start with the right hand. You give a little squeeze of the right hand and release. And then in any way that makes sense to you, the forearm, the lower arm, squeeze the muscles or engage the muscles there and release. Same with the upper arm and all around the shoulder, really, just find that. So you're just moving through the body, squeezing and releasing. Can you do the same thing somewhere on the right side of your waistline? Can you squeeze the muscles in there? And having released those, do the same with the buttock on the right side. A little squeeze and release. Finally, the thigh. You can pull the kneecap up if you want to. That's a nice way of getting the thigh to engage and then release. And then maybe stretch into the calf and the foot. You might point, or you might flex, or you might do both. Whatever feels right to you. And we're going to come to the left hand. A little squeeze in the left hand and release. Engage the muscles of the left forearm and release. And then the upper arm now and around the shoulder joint. And the same on the left side of the waistline and the belly there. And the left thigh, just squeeze and then release. Pulling the kneecap up if you want to. And then in some way, stretching into the calf and the foot, so you might point the foot or flex the foot or do both in turn. Can you scrunch up the muscles of your face now? Hold the face, make a little preening face and release. And then finally, if you've got any energy left, any will left, squeeze everything you can, the whole body, not too tight, you just make a little smooshed up, squeezy feeling all through the whole body, hold for just a second, and then release. The whole body relaxed now. Once more, you're going to rotate around your body, but taking a very different route, feeling each part of the body in turn. Again, there's nothing you need to do, you just feel, just be aware, for example, of the sensation of your tongue in your mouth, the feel of your tongue in your mouth. And be aware of the teeth and the lips and the cheeks. Be aware of the nostrils and the air just flowing in and out of the nostrils. And the bridge of the nose all the way out. Being aware of the eyes and their sockets, and the eyelids gently close, and where the eyelashes meet. Feeling your eyebrows now on your face, if you can, and becoming aware of the full sweep of the forehead and the temples. Becoming aware of the outer architecture of the ears. And as much as you can, the inner ears now, deep into the head. Can you be aware of the fullness of the scalp, with every hair on it? And running all the way down to the back of the neck, the back of the throat. Being aware of the breath running in and out of the throat now. The rising and falling, opening and closing of the chest. Gentle floating sensation of the collarbone and the way the shoulder blades move ever so gently apart and back together. Feeling the warmth of the armpits now and then stretching your awareness of sensation down the arm. Muscle, bone, skin of the arms, those sensitive places on the inner elbows, all the way down to the wrist. Is there a difference between the palms of your hands and the backs of your hands? Can you feel where the fingers touch and where there is space between them? And can you feel all the way to the tips of the fingers, all the way to the end of the nails on the hand? And coming back to the sensation of the breath now, the feeling of the breath in the throat and the rising and falling of the chest. Diving deep into the body, feeling the lungs expanding, contracting. The diaphragm expanding, blossoming, contracting, drawing in. And in the centre of the chest, just off to the left, the heart. Can you even feel the movement of the heart? Maybe even the beat of the heart? Down deep into the lower belly now. All of those different organs moving with the breath. Kidneys, liver, stomach, intestines, whatever they are. Until you reach the pelvic floor, the pelvic diaphragm and the hips. And being aware of the skin on your belly. And the skin on your back, and the full length of the spine, vertebra by vertebra. One long chain from the top, underneath the skull, all the way down to the tip of your tailbone. And into the groin now, and the hips. Becoming aware of the buttocks and the thighs, and where the legs meet the body. Is there a difference between the feeling, the sensation, in the upper thighs and underneath the backs of the thighs? Between the inside of the thighs and the outside of the thighs? What's the difference between the feeling of the kneecaps and the backs of the knees? and stretching that awareness now down into the calves and the shins, into the ankles, the heels and the soles of the feet and the tops of the feet. Can you reach all the way to individual toes on each foot? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Staying aware of your toes as best you can, expanding that field of sensation, becoming aware of the whole of the legs and the whole of the arms, the whole of the torso and the whole of the head. Becoming one radiant field of sensation, present, full, alive. And the whole body resting, alive, present. Staying with your awareness of that movement of breath. As your breath comes into the body, bringing your awareness all the way up to the crown of the head. And then as the breath flows out of the body, running all the way down to the tips of your toes and the tips of your fingers. With each breath running up the body, and down, up the body, and down, up the body, and down. And beginning to stretch into your fingers and your toes. And if it feels good, take your arms overhead and have a long, full stretch through the body. Again, yawn, sigh, in some way move your face. Maybe rub your ears, that could be a nice way to wake up. And there's absolutely no rush and no hurry, but when you're